This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Diana Winston, Director of Mindfulness Education at MARC, the Mindful Awareness Research Center, and happy to be here. We're here to practice mindfulness. I realize I've just said mindful like six times now. Anyway, mindfulness, in case you don't know, is the art of paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. And mindfulness is a helpful tool for dealing with all sorts of things, right? And one of the things that it can be helpful for is difficult emotions. So I, from time to time, get requests from people about different topics, and I got a request about how do we use mindfulness to help us with sadness, loss, grief, that whole territory. And so I'm going to devote some time to that right now. And there may be people in the room that's very live for them, and there may be people in the room that's not your situation at all. You're not feeling particularly sad about anything. And so you can still follow along with the meditation. You can use any difficult emotion. It doesn't have to be sadness when we work on that. So just to say a couple of things about using mindfulness to work with sadness, grief, loss. One thing I want to say is that grief and mourning and that whole area has a logic of its own. That's not our logic. And that's really, really important to know, because you may have lost something or may be very sad about something, and you yourself or other people may expect you to be over it by now. You know, oh, it's been 3 months, it's been 6 months, it's been 4 years. How come you're not over your grief or your sadness? And there is no timetable for grief. There's no timetable for sadness. And it could be that some of you have experienced a big loss of a person or an animal, and there's often very little losses that happen through the course of our days that can be very sad, you know? And so to really rest assured that there's not like a formula about how you heal from grief, that it's a process and it takes time, a lot of time and space. And that's a little counter to our culture, which wants everything fixed immediately. The second piece is about really using the mindfulness to be present with whatever the difficult emotion is, with the sadness. And we can learn that. We've used a RAIN practice, which is recognizing and allowing and investigating. And I'll do kind of a modified version today, where we bring our mindfulness into the feelings of sadness in order to hold the sadness. And it's a little bit counterintuitive, because often when we feel bad, we want to do the opposite. We don't want to be mindful of something. We want to be mindless. But with mindfulness, we can bring our kind attention to the difficult feelings, not in an overwhelming way, but in a way that just gives us a little bit of a ability to be present, even in the midst of something that's difficult. And then we also practice with kindness when we're feeling sad. That's another piece. So that's the third component we'll be exploring today. Well, the first one, actually, I didn't say. We'll just practice our basic mindfulness practice to get started. And we'll give it a try. So let's settle to in a comfortable way, comfortable, relaxed, yet upright. Feet on the floor, hands resting wherever they're comfortable. Eyes can be closed. Unless that doesn't feel okay to you, then just keep them open, but looking downward with a soft gaze. I always like to start with a few deep breaths. These deep breaths allow us to settle a bit, And just begin the process of going inward to investigate our body and mind, to calm and concentrate and find a place of ease and well-being. When we're dealing with difficult emotional states, just having that capacity to go back to our mindfulness practice, when the thoughts take us away into our fears and our sadness, that we can always come back to this present moment. It's like a refuge for us. And so we're going to start here with this returning to the present moment. And first, just we'll notice our body seated on the chair. And gently scan your body for any areas of tension or tightness. You can also notice the most obvious sensations. Maybe there's tightness in your stomach area, or tingling, or vibration, or heaviness, or hardness. Maybe your hands are clenched. See if you can soften them. Relaxing shoulders. Softening your jaw and face, facial muscles. And notice the sounds around us, listening to the sounds as they come and go. Sounds in the room or outside the room. Not getting lost in a story about what that sound is about. It's this, it's that, I like it, I don't like it. Just listening, like you're listening to your favorite music. And then dropping your attention back into your body. Where do you feel your breath moving in your body? The natural breath in and out through your nose. You don't have to lengthen your breath. It's just whatever it's doing right now. Feel your breath. You might notice your abdomen rising and falling with each breath. Or your chest expanding and contracting. Or the air moving through your nose, tingling, temperature changes, movement. Your nostrils, tip of your nose. So let's find something to focus on, something I mentioned. So your breath in your abdomen or chest or nose. Or if you enjoyed listening to sounds, you can keep going with that. Pick whichever is the clearest or easiest. It doesn't matter. Just pick something. So this process that we do now helps to cultivate calm, connection to ourselves, clarity, stability of mind. And as I said, it's a kind of refuge. So when emotions are challenging, if we have our breath or the listening to go back to, it's like a place of safety in the midst of turbulence. So choose something and we'll start to notice that moment after moment, rising, falling, expanding, contracting, or sound after sound. And then you try this for a little bit, and usually people's attention wanders. You start thinking about other things. This is quite normal. When you notice your attention has wandered, you can say thinking or wandering softly in your mind, and then bring your attention back to your main focus. So to create this stability, to create this refuge, we'll just do a little bit of breathing meditation or listening meditation. And then when you get distracted, come right back. You can always come back again and again. Your breath or the sounds, they're right here for you. Let's start here. So the next part of the meditation is, how do we bring mindfulness directly to the feelings, the difficult emotions, sadness, grief, loss, or any difficult emotion you're having right now? And if you're not having anything at all, then just keep going with what we were doing before. But first, let's find a part of our body that feels at ease. Maybe it's your hands or feet, a part of your body that feels good or peaceful or safe. So most people, it's their hands or feet. Could be your legs. And if there's no part of your body that feels good or even neutral, you can think of a time that you felt safe and at ease, or a place might bring something to mind. So let your attention go to wherever it feels safe, easeful, your hands or feet. And breathe. And then let's bring to mind the situation that's causing you some sadness. Or some other difficult emotion. Maybe you're anxious or irritated. If you're feeling sadness, mourning, allow that to be here. Notice what that feels like right now inside your body. Maybe there's a constriction in your heart or a tightness. Maybe your face feels hot. There's an achy feeling. Just notice. And now come back to wherever it feels easy to you, safe, relaxed, your hands or feet, breathing. And once again, notice, am I having any feelings of sadness, or even just talking about it is making it come up? Just notice what you're feeling. Can we hold this in a compassionate presence? See if you can soften around the feeling. So maybe your chest feels tight or your throat is constricted. See if you can soften a little bit. Not trying to push it away. Letting it be here, but being here with a kind of softness or tenderness for yourself. And breathe. And now come back to the easy, safe place or in your body, feeling your feet on the floor, the vibrations, or your hands. So at your own pace, bring your attention back and forth between the part of your body that feels challenging and the part that feels easier. And if the grief feels really overwhelming, stay 99% of the time with your hands or feet, and maybe for just one instant, check into it and feel it. Just go back and forth at your own pace, or maybe you're curious about it and you notice it. As I feel the constriction in my throat, it starts to open, and then my jaw starts to ache, and then my chest feels tender. And so just notice what's happening. That's another approach. And if this is not where you're at right now, just staying with your breathing, that's fine too. So let's try it on our own for a moment. So just noticing what's happening as you do this. Are you spacing out? Are you feeling that you can allow this emotion to be here? Maybe it feels too hard. Just to be really present with your experience. There's no right or wrong. But let's now go to the third component, offering some kindness to ourselves. So if you've done the kindness practice with me before, you can offer kindness. May I be safe and protected. You can offer words. You can imagine holding yourself with kindness or someone you love offering you kindness. So just in whatever is useful to you, whatever makes sense, see if you can bring some kindness to the fact that you're suffering here, that there's been a loss, there's grief, or any difficult emotion. How would the kindest person you know care for you in this moment? Just offering that to yourself and breathing. And maybe there's some words you want to say, like, I will get through this. Or this too shall pass. Or I'm giving it all the time it needs. What do you want to tell yourself? What would be kind words? It's okay. It's okay. So just continue for the next minute or two, offering some kindness to yourself. And then also noticing how that affects the feeling in your body. And if it feels too much, just go back to your breath. Go back to the stability, the first part that we did, the refuge. And so go back now to wherever it feels at ease in your body, if that's possible. Just allow that feeling to expand, to be present with whatever you're here with. Letting, even if there is sadness coming up, you can hold it in the space of mindfulness and compassion. So let the ease spread if it's here. And you can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness. May I hold this too with kindness. Breathe. Can you trust yourself wherever you are in the process of learning to let go and move beyond? There's nowhere you're supposed to be except right here, right now. So let's feel our feet on the floor. And after a breath or two, you can end the meditation or open your eyes. So sorry if I went a little heavy today, but I think a lot of people are struggling with this and have been getting this request. So I wanted to offer it. And really, for all difficult emotions, we can, it's this three pieces, this kind of finding stability of mind, what I was calling like a refuge in the midst of the turbulence, learning to mindfully feel and sense and hold whatever the difficult emotion is, and adding that compassionate piece, the piece of kindness. And that's those three things that are sort of the mindful approach to being with a challenging emotion or situation.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.